Sydney Sweeney from HBO's Euphoria is being criticized because of her family members. She threw her mom a 60th birthday party, and she posted the pictures online. And in the background of the pictures, you could see one family member that's like head to toe in like political wear, and everybody's jumping down her throat, you know, one way or the other. And it's like, she's like, it's just like my crazy uncle. Like, that's just him. Like, what am I going to do? He shows up. He's, you know, he's my uncle.
I mean, what a world that we live in that people are just like, you know, navigating through people's background of their photos to get something to be mad about.
But everybody's got that one family member, and it's time to shame your name. That one family member that always is embarrassing you, or is that one character of the family. Everybody's got one.
Yeah. I've got an uncle that, I swear to God, he's the black sheep because I think he got a DUI 1,000 years ago.
Still holding on to
40% of America has had some sort of run-in over alcohol at some point in their life. And in everybody's mind, apparently he's just regarded as the alcoholic now at this point. My father used to steal landscaping materials from different areas around him. So he had a thing like, you know, he would do his landscaping. And I don't mean like a truckload or something, but, you know, like ornate rocks. You know, like you see a stone and it's like a piece of granite and it's really pretty or whatever. And somebody wants to charge $100 for a rock. He would just steal those.
So he'd be known as a thief?
I mean, nobody knew except me. I'm putting it out there now. But I mean, he would steal these rocks from, like, you know, the water company in town. Like different businesses. Not an individual, but the man.
Great.
So he's like the Robin Hood of stealing rocks.
That's so much worse than the other thing.
I know. You're like, my uncle got a DUI once, but my dad stole everything. Everything he could get his hands on.
Rest in peace. He's laughing. He's enjoying himself.
Producer Sean, shame your name. Who's that wacky person in your family?
My uncle is just too much. He's the guy on social media who doesn't understand the difference between, like, commenting on someone's photo and posting a status.
Yes.
So he'll comment on someone's photo his status. Yeah. And he won't even tag him in it. Right. And you're like, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? This is really weird and embarrassing. And then, like, he'll try to tag in something that just has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And then you're like, now you have a feed of, like fishing stuff. And I'm like, I don't go fishing like that.
Producer John, shame your name.
Yeah, I love my dad, but it's easily my dad. By far. In fact, it's our entire section of the family. Like, my family, my father's side of the family is all doctors and lawyers, prominent ones, too, surgeons, so, you know, Southern District in New York, you know, attorneys. And then there's my dad, and he's a professional actor. And now it's starting to, listen, he's made a living. It's starting to trickle down to me now, too, because none of the rest of my family understands what I do for a living. They just think I'm doing some other acting thing. You do the acting thing with it. I'm like, no, it's a very, you know what, never mind. Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. Plus, like, we're all divorced. The rest of the family is in, like, marriages for, like, 30, 40 years. So when I announced that I was getting divorced a couple years ago, they were just like, well, it's Joseph's son.
It's true.
Yeah. My family's all from Italy. I'm first-generation American. So whenever I, like, introduce my uncles, and I'm like, this is Zio Mario and this is Zio Luigi, it's always the same thing. Mario and Luigi? Your uncles are Mario and Luigi, like Super Mario Brothers? And they fit they look exactly like Mario and Luigi. They got the mustaches and they act like them. And I'm like, they're not plumbers, they're pizza guys. It's different. It's completely different.
It feels like it's the same, first of all. Also, I've worked for you for 2 years. I'm just finding this out right now,
and I'm
never letting it go. It's awesome.
Shame your name. What's that wacky person in your family? 1-800-330-9999. Sydney Sweeney from HBO's Euphoria is being criticized because she threw her mom a 60th birthday party. And in the background, there was that one family member wearing all political gear, and the internet just went crazy over the politics. And she's like, it's just like my crazy uncle. What am I going to do? It's my mom's birthday party.
Every family's got one.
Shame your name. Who is that crazy family member in your family? 1-800-330-9999.
Kathy, go ahead. Shame your name.
My aunt is one of those hardcore conspiracy theorists. She actually believes that the earth is flat.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, didn't you graduate high school? Come on. You really think the earth is flat? And she thinks this whole thing has been a big lie.
I think, didn't Shaquille O'Neal just say, too, that he thinks the world is flat?
No, he doesn't. No. You're thinking of, Kyrie Irving said that he thought the earth was flat not too long ago, or Jason Tatum or something like that. Nobody cares what those guys think.
No. I found the article. Shaq also believes the world is flat.
No, I'm not
looking
buying
at it
that.
Right now. He stands by his 2017. This was just a few days ago.
I think the internet is fooling you. I mean, he has a jet. He can fly around the world.
He says that he just flew 20 hours to Australia and never once did he change directions or go upside down during his trip. I swear this is what it says.
That's a joke. Can you not read that that's a joke?
He also says that he doesn't believe it spins. That's what it says. This is real news.
Right. That's a joke about globes. That's what that is, Anna Zapp.
Mike, shame your name. Your crazy family member.
Okay, it's my dad. I mean, I love him, but for whatever reason, he's always got boogers in his nose. I mean, the big ones, and it's like he doesn't even feel that they're there. We always got to tell him, hey, you got some you got some bats in the cave.
My dad used to pick a nose. He would pick a nose. He didn't care where he was. And everybody knows a kid like that. But like, this is an adult. It's a grown man. Now, I mean, he wouldn't do it necessarily in public, but he'd do it in my vicinity. He'd do it in my presence.
Well, Dakota, my toddler, is a nose picker right now. We're working on it. And then she'll pick it from the back seat, and then she'll describe it to me and yell it out. And then she'll keep yelling that it's on her finger. And then she'll threaten to put it in her mouth if I don't hurry up and come take it away from her.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand how this has happened to me. But it's disgusting.
I mean, everybody has picked a nose at once. But you got to find a space. Find a space for yourself.
Yeah, where no one can see you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then you can get that sucker out of there.
Haley, shame your name. What's the most embarrassing person in your family? What do they do?
Yeah, my mom, I love her. I do. But she puts that rouge on her cheeks to where she looks like a clown. Mm. And I've told her about it multiple times. But she's like, that's my trademark.
Wow. Like, Tammy Faye Baker style, right? Super, like, clowny, right? Almost, right? I don't know.
But it's funny because if it's her branding, it's the way she looks and it's her trademark. I understand that. Like, I stopped wearing my bright red lipstick.
Yeah.
And I've had a few people say to me, like, where's your lipstick? Maybe when she stops putting on that rouge, people are going to stop recognizing her. Travis, shame your name. Go ahead. Most embarrassing person in your family.
Yeah, I got an uncle by the name of Sal. Growing up as a kid, he actually used to be a bookie. So, you know, I always thought I was taking a ride with my uncle. You know, he would take me to go get candy, but we were actually going to collect bets. Never really realized it until one guy didn't pay up. And then, that got pretty bad one day. So, Uncle Sal teaching me from a young age.
I got news for you, buddy. Uncle Sal is still in the bookmaking game. He might be doing collections, but if he's alive, he's still in the bookie game one way or the other. You don't get out.
Or in jail.
Well, there's that. If he's not in jail. Yeah. If he is in jail, thanks for the life experience, Sal.